All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to speak to you today from New York City on the 24th day of August, 2021. I do want to thank all of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. I encourage you to send along whatever comments you might have about our show. Send them to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for today's show. They are Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, NV Gold Corp, and Firefox Gold. Michael Oliver is not with us today, but given the action in the gold markets, I believe it makes sense to just pass along a couple of his remarks that he made this past Sunday, August 22nd. He said, regarding his 10-day average, Michael said the following, and I quote, "Bears have had a few days to beat gold down from that short-term resistance, but instead, all they achieved was a stall. Give them Monday to do something. Otherwise, assume that gold is likely to move on through that 10-day momentum decline. A $1,786 close on Monday will clear that line and take out most recent prior highs on that line that occurred in late July. That would not be a major event, but a sign that the rapid rebound from the ridiculous massive gold dumping from Sunday night, August 8th, was perhaps their last barrage. It backfired on them." End of quote. And then regarding weekly momentum, Michael was looking for a close above 1818 this week. And regarding a quarterly close, he's looking for a close above 1865. That is the quarter that ends in about 5 weeks from now. And he notes that going into the next quarter, that is the final quarter of this year, the hurdle that gold needs to get over would be 1825. So that would be in the fourth quarter of this year. In other words, The hurdles keep falling as the momentum levels decline. So we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, I looked a little bit ago, gold was selling at about 1806, so it certainly has cleared that first hurdle on Monday. So we'll have Michael on next week to get his uptake then, and we'll hear what he has to say. Who knows what happens between now and next Tuesday. I've titled today's show, Preparing for Accelerating Price Inflation. Lynn Alden and Dr. Quentin Henning return, and Chen Lin will be with me momentarily as well. Lin will explain why rates of inflation may be transitory, but why price levels are likely to continue to rise, and possibly dramatically so. Her outlook for oil and gas is very bullish because she doesn't believe alternative sources of energy can come on stream nearly as rapidly as assumed by many investors. She also favors alternative forms of money like gold and silver, and remains open to owning Bitcoin as well as other cryptocurrencies. So we'll get her take on those topics as well in the second half of today's show. Certainly one way to protect your wealth, and Lynn certainly is an advocate of that, is gold. And another way is owning companies that are finding very profitable high-grade gold deposits and silver deposits in the ground. So we'll be talking to Quentin Henning after our first commercial break. He's going to give us an update on SK Mining's VMS project. That's a gold and silver-rich VMS project, very much akin to the SK Creek gold deposit, which is one of the richest precious metals deposits in Canadian mining history. Well, SK Mining believes they have a good shot at finding at least another one of those on their very large-scale project just south of the SK Creek gold mine in British Columbia. So that Quentin will be with us in the second in the second segment of today, but right now I'm really happy to tell you that my good friend Chen Lin is with me. Thanks for joining me again, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you here because your track record has been really very remarkable in terms of timing and finding biotech stocks. They're very volatile, these things, and people get, you know, they get way overpriced and then they crash, and you've been able to pick up the pieces when these things have crashed at times and made a lot of money for yourself and for your subscribers. And the one that you just told me about and one that I'm adding to my own newsletter is Tresida Inc. It trades only about 50 million shares outstanding, Chen, I think, and at a $4 price today, as where I saw it a little earlier today, it gives it a market cap of only $200 million, which is pretty small compared to a lot of its peers. And the company is in phase 3 testing of a drug that appears to show some real efficacy with regard to slowing down kidney disease. And here's a stock, though, that was trading, Chen, late in 2019 at $44. It's now trading at $4. I'd like you to tell me something. You know, why do you think, what's going on with this company? Tell the story to our listeners, and why do you think nobody really wants the stock now when just a short time ago it was selling at 10 times this price?
Yes, hi. Thanks, Jay. I love sell-offs, either in biotech, in gold, or in energy, in any space. You know, I like to buy bargains, right? This stock down more than 90% from peak to trough. Last year, I was by Amyris. That was down more than 80%.
Yes,
and
I remember.
Then recently, I feel biotech has bottomed. I was buying 80%, another stock down 80% today. I'm buying another one down 80%. So all these are sold off, you know, violently. One of the reasons is COVID. COVID slowed down the trial. Imagine people have fearful of going to hospital, fearful of seeing doctors. So the trial got slowed down. The new drug sales got slowed down because people don't go to hospital. You know, they try to avoid hospital anymore, and then it's very hard to communicate with the doctor about the benefit of a new drug. So you can see another stock was down 60%. TG Therapeutics, I owned that for a long time, it down 60% with nothing, just slightly sold. So this year, biotech is so down. It's one of the worst year in history for a biotech industry. I really worried about some of my friends who run biotech fund would go out of business. I even worry about their personal safety. I worry some may commit suicide or something because it's so bad. Market just this bad. So, but when they're down so much, there's opportunity, right? This Tresida is a very interesting company. It was $40 not long ago, as you said, and now down to $4. What changed? So basically, FDA told them they cannot approve the drugs for accelerated approval, not full approval, accelerated approval. Accelerated approval is the surrogate endpoint. So he said you reach this point, and then FDA gave them a pass, like Sarepta, I used to own, like Immunomatic, I used to own.
Yep.
So FDA saw that, and I agree with that, they gave approval, early approval. But for them, they actually reduce assets in the kidney. People, all the doctors think it's a good thing, but FDA said, I don't see the clear connection between that versus benefit. That's just FDA just seems just to say that. I mean, if they just say, okay, you come back and then you show me the benefit of that reducing assets, which the company believe they can provide. So when you apply for a salary approval, usually you do a confirmatory trial, right? Confirmatory trial, over design very, very long, extremely conservative, make sure it's positive. Usually it lasts for many, many years, if not a decade. So they have a confirmatory trial in parallel with their salary approval. But once FDA reject their salary approval, then company can say, okay, I will prove to you using my confirmatory trial, right? So they have this ongoing confirmatory trial supposed to go to the end of 2023, the data in 2024. For biotech, this is a generation, you know, the nobody cares. I say, just sell it. I'll see you in 2024, right? So, but if you hear carefully about a conference call, the recent conference call, things changed. The management, the trial progressed very well despite of COVID. The management seems to be confident they will stop the trial early next year. And then they are very confident they will have a positive data coming out. So think about that. If they have a positive data coming out early next year, maybe, you know, to stop the trial early next year, the positive data maybe mid or late next year. But when you stop the trial, people pay attention, right? So that will be too late to load up because the stock have very limited liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they will be the same stage as they were at $40. The company mm-hmm. didn't issue any shares from uh-huh. 40 down. Last time they raised the 33 and changed the convertible, right? That's only that they're trading at cash. People absolutely sold off 90%, but the story is well and alive. So that's what I love it. This is easily, it may not go to 40 when it stops the trial, go to double digit. It's very easy. Right? Mm-hmm. Then for trader, for investor, I always advise my people is to sell some. If you go to double digit, you can easily sell maybe a third, a quarter, cover your cost, the rest are free. So you don't take the risk when the readout if the readout is negative, which has always mm-hmm. happened, right? Biotech things happen. So that's mm-hmm. also remind me another stock we were talking about, Acasti, right? The readout was very negative, but I did mm-hmm. tell my subscribers to sell when the stock was like $3, you know, when the stock was more than five-folded, and we sell some, have free shares, go into the readout. Unfortunately, the readout was negative, but still you don't lose money. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
that's the same idea. It seems to be a very good opportunity. After I recommended in my newsletter, I found a very famous hedge fund manager called Steve Cohen. He's buying the stock too, so mm-hmm. which just gave me some confidence. You know, this is not, you know, that there are other people looking at this.
Sure. Well, Chen, there's a couple of indications here. First of all, I believe the data, they have had quite a few people in this phase 3 trial, and the data has been quite good, as I understand it. That's one thing that, you know, there is some public data is what I'm saying, and then you mentioned the conference call. But then also something that you found is sort of a tip-off was the fact that the company canceled its loan. It's $200 million loan, I believe, right? Or I don't know how much it was.
Yeah.
But they canceled a loan. Why would they do that? And I think a lot of people probably said, "Oh, they're giving up. They're going out of business or something."
Exactly. People don't dig in. They don't understand. But it's not in any report, but you have to listen to the last quarter conference call. They canceled a loan because they're going to tell FDA we don't have money to complete the trial, so we need to stop the trial. Why do they want to stop the trial? Because they are confident the data will be positive. But all these are not written somewhere, but you really need to do the work, right? So that's what I like it. It's great. $4 and change, you know.
Yeah, and Chen, Chen, they did talk a little bit about the potential economics of this in terms of the savings, because if they can keep people from going to that stage 5 where they need dialysis or kidney transplant, they can save an awful lot of money because dialysis is very expensive, kidney transplants are very expensive. So if this drug can save people from moving into those later stages, or at least delaying it dramatically, it will save save insurance companies a lot of money, in theory.
Oh, absolutely. And then think about dialysis, how inconvenient it's for the patient to go through that. It's a terrible experience. So I mean they said they charge $3,000 per month is very, very reasonable. But if they do that, and then this is the first approved drug for this chronic kidney disease, and it will be one of the best-selling drugs in the world. I mean, you're talking about tens, maybe billions of dollars at least, mm-hmm. maybe if mm-hmm. not tens. So it's the upside is enormous, and the company trading at cash.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why why I wanted to have you come on, Chen, and talk about this. I think it's a very exciting story. And I should tell folks, it's chenpicks.com. Go to chenpicks.com to sign up for Chen's letter. He mentioned he's got a couple of more that he's looking at in a somewhat similar situation. Stocks, biotechs have gotten taken down very big time this last year or so. Chen is very good at picking value up when it's to be gotten at very low prices. Chen, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime soon, hopefully.
Thank you, Jay.
All righty, folks. Well, don't go away because Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me right after our break to talk about SK Mining, a very exciting story, one that I own, one that's in my newsletter, and it's one that very possibly might be on to a major gold and silver, precious metals, polymetallic discovery in British Columbia. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp., trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.